It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here, 720 WGN, famed horseman Ron Majors. He used to have another job here in Chicago. I just can't recall what it is.
He's one of my news heroes.
But I think you worked here once. You worked it, didn't you do it? You had a TV, you were on a TV station, weren't you?
For a while I was. Yeah. Like I did a little radio.
I remember you from radio.
Yeah.
God, I love that show.
I can't remember the name of that show, but I listened to that show.
I think you're pretty good at it.
I was off and on what was called the Rokan and show.
Yes. And you know what we decided to do, because Anna's name is Anna, so it's Rokan with, because I can't do and Anna. It's got to be with.
Plus, Anna, I'm telling you, that and thing didn't work out too well for a lot of people.
So it might be better to change the course of that.
Yeah. Change it up.
There were a few who made it, a few who didn't. Oh, Cisco Cotto. All right. The Kentucky Derby is here. What a lot of people, I think a lot of people know now about Ron Majors, famed television news anchor here at NBC5 and ABC7 for decades, is that he is also a nationally esteemed horseman and has a number of race horses, and he has a number of, he's got a breeding operation and he's got a racing operation and he's done quite well, and I've been very, very pleased and proud to be a partner in some of that with you. And we've had a lot of fun and some success.
Yeah, we have, and we've been lucky to be involved with good partners, and for me, great mentors. I've had
you're welcome for that,
taking me by the hand along the way. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of them is the famous Swami.
Yes,
we give the Swamis picks every year for the Kentucky Derby,
and the
Swami and I have more than a rooting interest this year. We actually own a share in a broodmare who happens to be the mother of J-Boy's Echo, who's running in the Derby.
Ooh.
So J-Boy's Echo has already greatly enhanced our pedigree. We didn't breed him. We bought his mother after he was born. But obviously, if you're in the breeding business, it's important to have good horses reflect well on your pedigree. And J-Boy's Echo is doing that. And the Swami, right out of the box, is picking J-Boy's Echo on top this year in the Derby. J-Boy's Echo ran a great race.
Wait a second. Just because he has a piece of it.
Wait. He ran a great race in the Gotham. And we believe if he runs back to that race, he can actually win the Kentucky Derby. Let me tell you as we start, just a real quick primer. I think some people are confused about what the Kentucky Derby is. It's sort of like the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament. Horses can start running when they're 2 years old. I call them like high school athletes. At three, they're like college athletes. And that's what the Kentucky Derby is. It's for three-year-olds. The Triple Crown, the Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont is for just three-year-olds. Then when they're four, they actually are professional athletes. So this is like NCAA March Madness. It's which horse is going to be best on this day. And it may not be a horse who goes on to be the best professional athlete, but it's the best 3-year-old on this first Saturday in May. Still, to me, I think the description, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, does hold true. So Swami really is, you see, picking a 20-to-1 shot on top. Now remember, Swami gave us Animal Kingdom a few years ago when nobody was talking about Animal Kingdom, and I still have people stop me on the street and say, hey, man, thanks for Animal Kingdom. Thank the Swami. So he's handicapping. He's not letting his partial ownership of the broodmare get in the way. No.
All right.
No, he's handicapping.
Okay.
So I also want to tell you, this is a very unusual year for the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown because no horse has emerged as dominant or an overwhelming favorite. There are a bunch of horses who could finish in the top four if you're a superfector better, betting the 1, 2, 3, 4 positions. A bunch of horses could be in the trifecta, the first three positions. And there are a bunch of horses that are relative long shots who've got an honest chance to be there. What the Swami likes to say is, the best horse doesn't always win the Kentucky Derby. The horse that gets the best trip on that day. There are 20 horses on the track. You've got to avoid traffic problems. You've got to have your horse positioned properly. It's when that gate opens and 20 horses come thundering out of there with the reputations of the horse, the sire, the dam, the trainer, the owner, all on the line.
Millions of bettors around the nation.
Millions of bettors around the world.
Yeah.
They all want to get there.
How much of it is the horse? How much is the jockey? Does the jockey really matter?
A good jockey makes a significant difference. A really good horse can overcome an average jockey, but a good jockey makes a difference in how the horse runs. And it's primarily not always athleticism, it's decision-making. Mm-hmm. Your horse didn't break right. Now what do I do? If I rush him up to catch up with everybody, I may use him up and he'll have nothing left. If I keep him too far back, he may not be able to catch him. How do I get him positioned in the middle of the field? How do I avoid trouble all the way around the track? The best jockeys are good decision makers. Most of them are pretty good athletes,
mm-hmm, I would think
but
so.
The best jockeys are great decision makers, like a playmaker on a basketball court, like a point guard coming down and figuring out where does this play go now.
And the other piece here, too, is this is a mile and a quarter race, the Kentucky Derby.
No horse in this race has ever gone a mile and a quarter before.
Right. They go a mile and an eighth.
A mile and an eighth was the race for the last. Most of them went
right
in their last race.
Exactly. And, okay, so let me just ask you, the Classic Empire.
Classic Empire is the
chalk right now.
Yes,
Classic
the Empire. Favorite at 4-1. Let me tell you an interesting story about Classic Empire. Here's a horse who got goofy in the last few weeks. There were days when he refused to
him
train
too?
At the track. They would go to the track and try to give him a workout, and he wouldn't go.
Oh, wow.
They had to move him to another track to get him into what they thought were familiar surroundings so that he could come back.
You mean at Churchill he wouldn't go?
He would, down south in Florida. And they wanted to run him at they were going to run him at Gulfstream Park. He ended up running at Oaklawn in the last race.
In the Arkansas
he
Derby.
Had a bad race at Gulfstream Park, and then he got a little goofy on the track. So they took him and ran him at Oaklawn Park, and after training him somewhere else briefly, and he ran a great race in the Arkansas Derby and won it. But the question for you is: yes, he's the favorite. Is he over those antics? Is he going to show up and be a good boy for the Kentucky Derby? You own that horse, or you train it. You're a little concerned about that. There's also concern about the 5-1 second choice, Always Dreaming. Swami's picking him second, Always Dreaming second.
Right.
He's been training very well at Churchill Downs, but he also was acting up and being too rambunctious, so they put him in draw reins, they're called, which give the training and exercise rider more control over the horse to get him settled down. And now that they put the draw reins on him, he started to act more like a good boy, and he's the 5-1 second choice. Swami likes J-Boy's Echo on top. Second, Always Dreaming. Got a lot of speed.
That's a Todd Pletcher horse.
A lot of speed.
Big trainer.
And speed horses can get there in the Derby. Typically, if you're watching the Derby, the horse that's ahead at the last eighth of a mile is going to go on to win the race. As they're turning for home, you'd like to be on top or very close at that point.
This Classic Empire, and I go, so Classic, is he using Classic Empire or no?
Using Classic Empire.
As
here's Swami's top four.
All right, here we go.
J-Boy's Echo, number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Always Dreaming, number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Practical Joke, number 19, a tough post position, but this is an improving colt, and racing fans, he's wearing blinkers for the first time. Blinkers typically add a little speed to a horse when they wear them for the first time.
Now, what
That's
did I say? What was I telling you earlier? If you have a change in equipment, blinkers on, blinkers off.
Yes.
It means something.
And generally that you should consider that.
Yes.
All right, so 13.
Classic Empire fourth. So we got J-Boy's Echo, Always Dreaming, Practical Joke, and Classic Empire.
All right, so give me the – so it's 13,
5,
19, 14.
14, that's 13, correct.
5. 13, 5, 19,
what
14.
What about this one-eyed horse, Patch? Everyone's talking about Patch.
If you're looking for angles and fun bets – and let me tell you, this is one of those years – if you want to bet numbers, if you want to bet colors, if you want to bet names,
I've done that.
Almost nobody's out of this race.
That's true. You know,
everybody's
always
got a true. You can make an argument for a lot of horses right in this race.
And by the way, that is also true. That is true to the nth degree in the Belmont.
Yes.
Belmont, the third leg of the Triple Crown, bet your 60-1 shots.
Uh-huh.
Put $2 on a 60-1 shot.
Huge
you might get 100.
Upsets.
Oh, yeah. Happens with some regularity there.
Yeah. Patch. Great name because he's missing an eye.
He is. He's a cute
so
horse.
He can wear a patch like a pirate there, eh?
But not
R.
Why
I
would
know
you bring that up right now?
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
Okay. You know, don't do this yet.
No, you're wrong.
What is it?
C. Okay.
Oh, like the sea, like the water.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody goes for the R, see?
Yeah,
see what I did there with the R?
Yeah.
C?
We really miss you on the TV. Good to see you, Ron Major. Thanks for having us. All right. How about this for a Chicago bet?
How about Thunder Snow?
Oh, there's a Thunder
Great
Snow.
Great name, isn't it?
This. Okay.
And we know what that is in Chicago. And as a matter of fact, Swami makes note that Swami knows some people in Great Britain, a very good handicapper, as a matter of fact, and they really like this horse. They like the horse and they like the jockey, Thunder Snow. He just had a big win over in the United Arab Emirates, and it's a long ship from there to here, and you have some concern about shipping in for the Derby from that distance, but Thunder Snow, one of the good handicappers in England, really likes him, and Swami makes mention of him as a long shot possible.
Owned by an emir, and he's named Thunder Snow.
How did that happen?
Yeah, I would like to explain that to me.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't understand. Does he even know what Thunder Snow is? I mean, you don't get a lot of that in the Emirates.
I didn't think he's ever
Thunder Snow.
No, you don't.
Right, unless Iran launches something. Yeah. That's the only time we get it. Hey, I want to go back to something here, though.
Okay, go ahead.
So Patch.
Yeah, Patch.
So Patch is one eye. Patch is
20-1.
20-1 and coming out of the 20 hole.
Yeah, very difficult.
All the way out.
Very difficult.
And that's another important thing here, post position. If you're on the rail, it's not good. And if you're out all the way at the other side of the track, you're going to run a longer race.
You are. This race is also interesting from the standpoint of there's not a lot of speed in the race. Some of the trainers are concerned. Some of the trainers who have come from behind horses are wondering whether there's enough speed on the front end that those horses will tire each other out so they can catch them. If you let a speed horse get loose on the lead and relax all the way around, you may never catch up to him. So there's a little concern about that. Let me mention one other if you're looking at just fun bets.
Mm-hmm.
How about IRAP? IRAP at 20-1. In his last race, the Bluegrass Stake, a very prestigious stepping stone to the Kentucky Derby, IRAP won the race and was a maiden when he won the race. He had never won a race before until he ran in the Bluegrass at Lexington, Kentucky.
It's a great
and he
race.
Won it. And before you think about throwing him out, think about this. The owner and trainer connections have won two of the last five derbies. They won in 2012 with I'll Have Another, and they won in 2016 with Nyquist. So these people know what they're doing. They run a maiden in the Bluegrass and win with him. And now they're taking a horse who just broke his maiden to the Kentucky Derby.
Go heavy on nine. You know who else I like too?
Who?
I'll tell you who. It's Gormley. And Gormley's not training particularly well. They're a little worried about Gormley. And I just think that it may be the day there for Gormley. And also because I have an interest in Gormley because we have a Navajo horse that's by the same sire. So we like Gormley.
Keeps it interesting. All right. Is weather a factor this weekend?
Weather is always a factor. We need to make mention of that. I haven't looked at the latest forecast
for
Saturday.
It's going to be rainy, we're told.
You're hoping for a fast track and a fair track. But if the track comes up off, sloppy or muddy, it makes a tremendous difference. Some horse may like it and some others may not, and you don't know going in
what that's
going to be. No, you don't. You can guess based on breeding, or maybe if they had a race in an off track earlier in their career, but you really don't know. It really shakes everything up.
Right, because if they get it in their face.
They get
mud in their face, man.
There are
horses. As a matter of fact, it's I seem to recall Union Rags, who is the sire of Patch, the one-eyed horse.
Yes.
We were in a race against Union Rags in a driving rainstorm, and we learned for the first time that our two-year-old colt did not like getting mud in his face.
Did he walk away?
He didn't quite walk away.
Union Rags didn't mind it.
Yeah. Union Rags ran across the track, started on the rail, ended all the way on the outside, and still won by like 13 lengths. Yeah. So
our horse unfortunately came out of that race sick and had great difficulties going on, but has gone on to be a great racehorse. It's just a lot of fun.
Let me mention a couple of other
things real quickly.
I
know the handicappers are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Irish War Cry coming out of the 17 hole is going to be 6-1, I think. One of the top four picks in the race, and you can't ignore him because I really think that Irish War Cry may be the best of the potential speed or stalking horses. Irish War Cry could lay right behind the leaders most of the way around and come and get them.
That's the 17 horse.
Yeah, you can't throw him out at 17, I don't think. Also, We were impressed. Swami and I were both impressed when a horse named Taprit, number 16, won the Tampa Bay Derby. Very impressive. Then he came back and threw kind of a clunker in the next race. If he were to run back to that Tampa Bay Derby race, he could be pretty good. And Swami also wanted to mention other long shot possibilities, looking at Lee, State of Honor, Hence, Gunavera. By the way, the backstretch scoop on Gunavera was
that's the 10 horse.
We were told that he had lost a lot of weight and that he didn't look good. Well, he's gotten some help from vets and the trainers, and maybe they relaxed a little bit. He's supposed to be looking a lot better now and training a lot better, so I hope he has come around.
Came in third in the Florida Derby.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and he won the Fountain of Youth, which is
And Gulfstream, by the way, both those races in Florida were that's been a very fast track this winter.
Gulfstream has.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Kentucky Derby is on the NBC with our friend Eddie Olchek.
I know.
Isn't Eddie great?
He's the best.
I love watching
Eddie.
He
makes it interesting.
So we have a lot of fun this weekend on Saturday. Ron and I were previously indisposed, but we'll find a TV somewhere. That is our promise.
Yeah.
But there is it's going to be a ton of fun. It's about 5:30 Chicago time, I think, is when the race goes off. Mm-hmm. Watch that whole thing, though, if you get a chance. It is so much fun. They do the background stories on these horses and the trainers, and they find these amazing little stories. This patch is going to be one of them. It is just, it's the one day, if you're not into horse racing, it's the one day where you can sort of catch the fever a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, also at Arlington, they're racing that day, and that's sort of the traditional opening is Derby weekend, so this is going to be a lot of fun. All right, again, the Swami says 13-5 mm-hmm. 19-14.
That's
I got
correct.
It down.
All right, okay. All right. Thank you, Ron Majors.
You're very welcome.
Ron.
I enjoy it. Nice to see you.
Good
too.
To see you.